As a community of religious Zionists, one of the ideas at the core of our belief structure regarding Shivat Zion, the great miracle that we've all been part of and all witnessed and all experienced, not just in terms of the rebirth of statehood in 48 and Yerushalayim as a unified capital in 67, but really beginning with, before that, the Balfour Declaration, and the Zionist movement in general. So one of the core tenets, I would say, of the belief structure is that Shivat Zion heralds, maybe not imminently, maybe not in 100 years, maybe it'll take 1,000 years, nobody can ever say about such things, but it begins a process which inexorably leads down the road of redemption, sometimes captured by that phrase, Reshit Tzmichat Gulatenu. So Kuf Chaf Hei in Tehillim is one of those places where we can find sourcing for such an idea. Shir Hamalos Habotchim Badunai Kehar Tzion Lo Yimot Leolam Yeshev, that the dwelling there will be permanent. The Radak explains Leolam Yeshev. Har Tzion Shlo Yimot Ki Leolam Yeshev B'Shuv Hagalut Lo Yimot V'Lo Yecharav Leolam Ela Leolam Yeshev Yamal Leolam V'Yakayim. In other words, that once this process is undertaken, it will not reverse itself. Yerushalayim harim savivla, just as Jerusalem is surrounded by the mountains, Hashem saviv liamo me'ata v'adolam, Hashem surrounds his people, offering them protection, me'ata v'adolam, forever. Afal pisha harim savivla in lachozek v'yishaltu agayim v'yilachadu osa ilam me'ela, the Radak says, the nations will capture it one from the other, v'lo yilachozek ad she'am Hashem b'socha, but until the nation of the Hashem, the Jewish people, has returned, Shiyahu Saviv Lamot, that even though, you know, mountains offer a measure of protection, the only real protection is Hashem, and Hashem's protection is only afforded to his people. And Shmo, Hashem's name, Yelahem Chozek Yoser Minaharim, Lo Yishlot Bahem Oyev Me'ata V'adolam. So we see what the Radak is trying to argue is that once the Jewish people have returned to Yerushalayim, and thank God Yerushalayim is a city bustling with Jewish people, and even more so now that the strictures have been lifted to a certain extent safely, everything done incrementally. You know, the point is that Hashem is there, and that protection is me'ata v'adolam. That protection is indeed eternal. So one of the ideas at the core of our religious belief structure, you know, regarding the significance of the process that we're all witnessing and undergoing, is really embedded into this Mizmor Tehillim, point number one. Point number two that I wanted to develop, which is really an independent notion, is that Gemara in Masechta Brachos notes that this comparison of Kehar Tzion Lo Yimot Leolam Yeshev has to do with a certain comparison between the Beis HaMikdash and Bateyam Shel Tzadikim. Statement of Rabbi Yochanan towards the end of the Masechta and Daf Nun Chas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Miyam Shechar Beis HaMikdash Nigzera Gezera Al Bateyam Shel Tzadikim Sheyecharvu. That it wasn't just Hashem's house is destroyed, but the homes of the righteous. Well, the implicit comparison we'll get to in a moment. Shenem Rabbi Ozni Hashem Tzvako Sim Lo Batim Rabim L'Shama Yiyah Gedolim V'Tovim Me'en Yoshev. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Chazir Al Yishuvan. Shenem Ar Shir Amalo Sadavid Habotchim Bashem Kihar Tzion. Ma Har Tzion Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Chazir Al Yishuvo. So just like God will take Mount Zion, his presence in Yerushalayim, and restore it. Af batayim shel tzadikim masir HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'hachaziran liyishuvan. So too with the homes of the righteous. So what this Gemara is driving at is that the destruction and, God willing, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash is not about one location. It's part of something far broader destruction, unfortunately, when it was destroyed, in a much greater rebuilding and redemption when it will be built back again. It's not just the Beis HaMikdash, but it's Bateyam Shel Tzadikim. So on the one hand, this tells you something about the Beis HaMikdash and Tzadikim, namely that Hashem's presence is felt around both of them. Hashem's presence is in the Beis HaMikdash, Vasilu Mikdash, Veshachanti B'socham, and Tzadikim, Muladav Kabo, Hidavik B'talmidei Chachamim, because they give one a sense of the numinous. But in the broader sense, what we're really trying to catalog here is that our vision of redemption isn't about a single building, though that's obviously, you know, a big part of it, Kivesi based tefillah yikarei l'chol ha'amim. It becomes the locus of tefillah. It becomes the locus of Torah, depending on which vision of the Rishonim you subscribe to. The locus of the korban, at least the korban toda, that one is coming back. But with respect to the broader redemption, it's not just a building, but it's batehem shel tzadikim as well. That it reflects, a certain kind of restoration. The restoration of the righteous and a restoration of certain values, which obviously the tzaddikim represent. Tzion b'mishpati padeh v'shaveha b'tzedaka. The entire redemption will be driven by tzedaka and mishpat. Those are the values of Avraham Avinu that we'll read about tomorrow. And that actual pasuk appears in Parshas Vayera. So we're at that time of year. So the tzaddikim, the representatives and ambassadors of tzedaka and mishpat, so they will be established as well. That is really what drives the redemption, not just let's get a building up and we'll call it a day, but it's really so much more than that. So again, two ideas about our vision of redemption. Number one, that the process of Shivat Zion is a very significant one. Kehar Zion, the Olam Yeshev, Me'atav Yad Olam, Yerushalayim Harim Saviv La, Hashem Saviv Le'amo. And the Radak's comments about what the process means, he obviously didn't live to see it. And second of all, that it's so much more than just a building, Bateim Shel Tzadikin, but a kind of a spiritual and moral restoration that will ensure the full and complete redemption. Wishing everybody a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.